Hello, everyone. Welcome to WHM Mailbag for the month of February. We're going to dig in here and find some funny or amusing or weirdo letters that you've sent us. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Eric Siska and Steve Sadak.
Hi.
Steve, do you want to say hi?
Hello.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, bringing the energy to the mailbag. I love it.
This is an extra content. This is not your main episode. I'm not going to get out of bed for it.
Steve's Skyping in from home.
I'm literally on my bed.
I've asked you that when we Skype you onto this show, you put a fucking shirt on or turn that camera off.
Oh, well, come on. Dude, you don't have pants on either.
Hey, man. Whatever happens on Skype, am I right?
Well, you know, I'm taking mine off.
Fine. Good old Snapchat Sadak. So we have three emails here today that we're going to read for you. I'm trying to see. So, Eric, why don't you go first? No. Eric, we're going to save yours for last. Steve, yeah. Why don't you go first?
This is from Kim from, as she puts it, Staten Island, tragically, New York.
Oh.
We're all in agreement. Hey, guys. Really love the podcast. I happen to have a different take on the what are you watching stories.
Now, for those who are unfamiliar, if we have some new listeners, there's it's a trend that's been sweeping We Hate Movies.
And the nation,
right? The idea is someone walks in on you when you're watching something that might be a little inappropriate. You
usually
a parent or, you know, a spouse or something like that. And they always ask you, what are you watching? So this woman has an alternate take on that?
Yes. I came home from a late night of having a few tall glasses of water with some friends.
Right. Okay, very good. I went to like that night.
At about 3 a.m., I walk into my house to find my father had fallen asleep on the living room couch while watching a movie on Cinemax.
Uh-oh.
I went to the kitchen, popped in a Hot Pocket in the microwave.
After a tall glass of water or two, you're going to need a few Hot Pockets. Mm-hmm. So far, so good.
As I sit down on the other couch, I was horrified to realize that softcore porn was on and at a very high volume.
Oh man. Yeah.
Just as I realized this, my father had awoken to weird porn. My father had awoken to weird porn jazz music and moaning. Half awake, he reached for the remote, but instead of hitting the channel button, he hit the volume button.
Oh, doofus move, Dad.
With the TV now blasting, my mother had come downstairs.
Oh, no!
After hearing the commotion. All three of us were now in the living room moments after a threesome was displayed on our big screen TV. At a loss for words, I quickly ran back into the kitchen to get my food and then darted upstairs to my bedroom without saying a word to anyone. To this day, we have never spoken about this event and never will. Yeah, that's it.
Until Yikes. Now, once your father's a fan of the show.
Now, here, I want to stand up for dear old dad for a second.
Okay, someone's got to take the option.
Please.
Now, let me just play a little, you know.
It better not involve he pays taxes, goddammit, because you know what? I'm
no,
tired of that.
No. I'm not one of those people.
Sure.
You know, I'm not one of those people that's like, why do I got to pay taxes on schools? I don't have any kids. Because education's important, you fucking idiot. No. Here's what I'm going to say for dear old dad, right? What she specifies in the email is that she came home, Pops was asleep on that couch.
Sure.
And the porno was on, okay?
Yeah, the best excuse in the world.
The old man could have fallen asleep during the third act of Die Hard with a Vengeance, okay? Yeah. And then she comes home after some tall glasses of water. Who knows how long dad's been out?
Sure.
He wakes up. All of a sudden, there's pornography on.
Sure.
The last thing he remembers, Jeremy Irons is yelling at Bruce Willis. He's so disoriented, he reaches for the remote, tries to change the channel because he knows what this looks like.
Well, can I represent the prosecution for a second?
Please do.
And you know what, Kim? This is a good time to turn off this episode because you know what probably happened? Mom went to sleep. Kim's out doing God knows what, as Kim does. You know Kim ain't going to be back till 5:30, you know. And, you know, he's got a couple of tall glasses of water in himself.
Uh-huh.
And he gives him, you know, he's got the Skinamax on. He's enjoying it. And you know what? He tugs himself silly and falls asleep in a post-jerk-off coma.
Man, you got no faith in this guy, dude.
Well, he's so disgusted with the whole thing, he can't even get up and do anything right.
Okay. So now we got to resort to Judge Siska.
That's right.
On the We Hate Movies People's Court.
I'm impartial. I've heard.
And you know what goes on at Cinemax after 10 o'clock. I'm sorry. All right. I apologize.
Sustained. But now, okay. I'm thinking, using my judgely knowledge and of what the defense and the prosecution has stated.
By the way, judgely, awesome sounding word.
It might be a word.
I don't think it is, but we should, you know.
I know law.
You are a judge, after all.
So I'm thinking, like the prosecution said, maybe he was a little interested, like, what's going on with the kids today? What are the moves going on?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say he was tugging himself silly. I'm saying maybe he was more dignified than that. Maybe he just wanted to see what's it all about.
Sure.
And
okay.
Yeah.
But if we have to prove beyond a shadow of a porno-y sticky doubt that Dad was aware of what he was watching, there's no way to do it because she says Dad was asleep.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. You know what? I don't think we can take him to jail, but...
No one should be jailed for watching Cinemax.
You know what? This is what Kim should have done, who's hopefully turned this off because I'm talking to her dad, tugging it silly. However...
<Come on.
laughs> But what I'm saying is the way you check in this situation, which you wouldn't because, you know, she was so freaked out, you use the last channel button. If the last channel button's another movie channel, it's probably Andrew. If it's like ESPN or like CNN, we know exactly what's
totally
going on.
Especially ESPN, I will say, as the judge, because those grunts and moans that you hear on those sports channels are the perfect cover.
Oh, no, I wasn't watching pornography. I was watching women's tennis.
Honey, that was Tiger Woods huffing and puffing. Not doing well on the grassy links. Sure,
the links.
Yeah,
man, you know nothing about golf.
I almost said court.
The golf court.
What do you say, course?
Course. That's it.
That's the word you want.
Oh, all right, Kim, God. You can listen now.
Okay, so I guess we can't convict this individual. So
no, you can't.
I rule in
you
the defense.
You know why? Because it's his house and he pays taxes on it.
Rule in the defense.
Boom.
That's fair.
I'll tell you this, gang. Right into the mailbag. weallhatemovies@gmail.com. If you want us to weigh in on similar cinematic fights.
I'm sorry. It might be uncomfortable for you in the moment, but we're going to need the title of the pornography.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That makes all the difference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you don't want to ask your old man while he's doing whatever, go online. All the networks have their programming schedules up there.
Yeah.
And you go, what was on at midnight when Dad was, you know, and write in.
Also, kids at home, if you find yourself in such an uncomfortable yet opportunistic situation, that's when you, as the kid, get to chastise the parent with, what are you watching?
Exactly.
Now the tables have turned, Dad.
That's actually your best move in that situation, is you come in, you see it, you don't look at, and especially if he's asleep, and you're thankful you're not doing that, oh, fuck moment.
Yep.
You're robbed of that. Now you have a little bit of fun. You say, what are you watching? He goes, oh, shit.
Yep. Yeah, totally. You start busting his balls about it. That's the way to go.
And then mom never gets involved, and it's not as awkward.
I love the fact that the mother comes in that story, though. That's like the icing on the cake. All right, so I'll go next. We got a letter here from Justin. He writes in. He says, greetings.
Hey.
So the year was 1999, and I was a freshman in high school. One day in history class, the teacher announces that we'll be watching Saving Private Ryan next week, and all of us need permission from our parents to watch an R-rated movie. Much to my chagrin and embarrassment, my mom would not sign the permission slip. I couldn't even forge it because she called into the teacher and said I couldn't watch it. Parentheses, yeah, for real. Dude, that's some intense shit. Your mom hates the fuck out of Tom Hanks. That's what I think that is.
She's a Nazi? You
might get a case of Mormon mom. I don't know.
So the next week, the teacher sets me up in the back room of the school library with a TV and a VCR all by myself. She said that I still had to watch a World War II movie so I could still participate in class discussion in the days to follow. Unless you're like, you know, what is Tom Hanks doing in that scene? What happened with Giovanni Ribisi in this scene? Is he in that movie?
Yeah, that's World War II history, Andrew.
Yeah. So he says, so I picked out this 1972 Russian World War II movie on the bottom of the VHS shelf. It was dubbed in English and had a grainy quality. It's a VHS tape. The universe had seen my utter embarrassment and smiled on me. The movie was The Dawns Here Are Quiet. and it has the best nude scene I've ever laid my eyes on. Halfway through the movie, these five women all took a nice long steam bath together. Victory. Needless to say, I never saw the movie past that scene, and I just rewound it over and over again with nobody around.
Wait a second.
Talk about tugging it silly.
At school?
It took 3 days for the class to watch Saving Private Ryan, so I had all the time in the world.
Oh, man.
Smiley emoticon, Justin.
Like, I appreciate Kim's dad writing in.
Oh, my God,
no,
man.
More people tug it than you'd think. It's surprising.
I mean, the school's basically asking for it. Keeping that movie on file, putting him in the back room in the library basement.
I mean, yeah, forget
what the fuck did you think was going to happen?
For sure. I mean, that's amazing.
Rowdy old, you know, horny high school boy. Come on.
And I mean, you know what? That's what you get, Mom. You want to shake your finger at Steven Spielberg.
Exactly. All your son was supposed to do was watch a fantastic Steven Spielberg movie. Instead, because of your weird censorship, he jerked off in the school library. So what's worse, lady?
For 3 days.
Totally. So what's worse, lady? Some war violence, D-Day, or public fornication?
I mean, I just don't get it. How do you even let that happen? How do you...
I don't know. Well, I mean, what I want to know is, did he rub that in his mom's face? Like, guess what I did instead?
Don't use different
looks. Oh, my God. I'm so that's not what I meant. What I meant was he like, oh, hey, guess what I watched? This Russian movie with nudity. There's none of that in Saving Private Ryan, you idiot.
I want to apologize to our European listeners who are like, what's the problem with rubbing it out in school? You Americans love violence. We love sex and cigarettes. So I'm just I hear you.
Well,
I'm
mean, that's the thing
team.
With the MPAA, man. You know, you can cut off kids' heads left and right the second you show a tit rated R.
Any kind of steam bath, really.
France says for 50 Shades of Grey, you have to be at least 12 years old.
12. I think that's fantastic.
That's it.
It's so funny.
And it was not unanimous that people were fighting it because some people wanted it to be unrestricted whatsoever. And that's great.
Get your permission slips for that shit.
I just imagine there's like Americans. I want my 12-year-old daughter to be able to see a goddamn movie in 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm sure the French articulated their points a lot finer.
Well, I would hope so.
Than some folks over here
There's country everywhere on the planet. I'm sure there's some country Frenchos.
I mean, I'm they call that Provence.
Yeah. Drinking their wine.
I know, just because Andrew did acknowledge there might be new listeners listening, not all of the stories we do on the mailbag are about masturbation.
No.
Just was a real great crop this month.
Yeah, this month is just, you know, it's Valentine's Day, et cetera.
Now, so in case you thought those two were weird, we're going to finish it off with something that just might make you throw up. Eric, I'm going to throw it to you.
All right, this one's called A Touch Late. Well, maybe Touch has something to do with this. It's from John, and he says... All right, I'm a touch late with this one. But hearing all the school-related anecdotes brings to mind a particularly weird series from my freshman year of high school. Now, like most kids, I had the occasional, fuck it, here's a movie class.
Sure, it's America. That's what we do.
that's education.
Just fucking flip it on, man.
However, I had a world history teacher really raise the stakes.
Oh, wow.
Though I didn't recognize it at the time, looking back, it's bizarrely and abundantly clear that he had a foot fetish and he had no problem exposing it to a classroom of 14 to 15 year olds. This most clearly manifested itself in the entire week we spent learning about Chinese foot binding and related foot contest where he selected the nicest feet among the girls in the class.
What? No!
That is you. This teacher's up to no good.
Wow. Now, wait a second. First of all, you know how you should have known there was trouble? An entire week-long unit on Chinese foot binding? A fucking week, people? Come on.
That should be, if anything, a minute.
Anecdotal, yes. You know, in China, ..
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, who cares?
But what do you mean by ask your parents, moving on with world history?
And then he says... Seriously, that sentence doesn't have a single exaggeration in it. Oh. I mean,
what is this contest? You have the prettiest feet. It's Quentin Tarantino Foot Awards, dude.
That's a pretty little foot. Why don't you parade it around and show it to the class?
Or it's also a lot of like, oh, look at those cute toes.
Oh, stop it.
Why don't you put those cute little toes in this tight little pump?
Look like this piggy went to market.
Dude, he got all of their shoe sizes in advance, right? Because remember, it's a fucking week-long unit on foot binding, right? He gets their shoe sizes, and then he buys them all shoes that's one size too small, and you just stuff it in there, dude.
Yeah.
And that's what this dude's doing with his fucking shoe contest.
Pay less, man. It's fucking weird.
Is there more?
Oh, there's more.
Oh, man.
Additionally, though, he also would select various films which had some vague historical connotation. Burton's 1964 Beckett, the 1961 Barabbas, and the 19...
It's a Barabbas, by
Barabbas.
The way.
Barabbas?
Yeah.
Oh, is it any good?
No, I don't know. I never saw it, but it's pronounced Barabbas.
Oh, okay.
Not Barabbas.
Sounds like someone's a world history teacher in here.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. I don't know what he's... I don't know what this guy's up to.
Dude, WHM slang, you called someone a world history teacher, it means they got a weird foot fetish they display in public.
And the
Come on, Urban Dictionary.
And the 1999 TV movie of Cleopatra are all the ones that I can remember. And then he'd fast forward to the bits that had good shots of female stars in sandals.
No way.
And watch those.
Come on.
We watched the same scenes in Cleopatra twice. He liked those feet so much.
Now take a look at those pretty little pads.
Writing this all out is actually kind of disturbing. We were largely... a bit too young to really put it together what the hell is happening, though I doubt you could get away with any of this nowadays, which is probably good. John.
Well, but when he says nowadays, hopefully this guy is dead. You know, not John.
Teacher.
The teacher. Yeah. John, I hope, is fine. No.
And I'm sorry that we're laughing about this guy who is basically getting off at his students, right?
Which it's gross.
It's insane.
Disturbing.
It's totally
terrible.
Insane. I really hope this guy's in jail.
Yeah, we're using our public forum for good to bring awareness that this shouldn't happen in schools.
Can I tell a funny fetish story?
Of course.
I've been to this... the band broke up, this band called The Duchess and the Duke.
Put a couple
of good albums. I was like, oh. And one day I was at work and I was like, oh, you know, I want to find a cool Duchess and the Duke video or maybe an interview. And it's like, oh, interview with Duchess and the Duke. And somehow it must have had, like, you could just tell that this got posted on some, like, foot fetish, like, message board or something. And everybody, because it's a guy and a girl, and the girl's like totally normally dressed, whatever, just hanging out. And she has sandals on.
Uh-oh.
And like everybody on this mess on the YouTube comments
swords
is like,
and sandals,
oh
dude.
Man, oh man, we got ourselves a dangler. Oh man, she's dangling and she don't even know it.
A dangler? What is that?
I think that means when your flip flop is dangling from your foot. It's like, oh man,
that's
such a dangle. Oh man, 10 points for a dangle. Oh,
I'm gonna dongle my dingle for that dangle.
It's like it's a video that probably should have like 200 views. It had like 6,000 views.
Holy
and
moly,
you know
man.
Exactly where this came from.
Oh man, it's like that flip flop's about to fall off at any second, but I don't know which second.
Well, anytime you use and she don't even know it, you're being a real creep.
Yeah,
I swear to God, the term and she don't even know it means you're a gross dude. No matter what the circumstance, unless you're like, oh my God, that woman is spending all this extra money and she don't even know it. Like,
she could be using all these coupons, but she don't even know it.
I could save her a lot of money on her car insurance, but she don't even know it.
But it turned out she was dangling and she just don't even know it.
She don't even know about the dangling.
But guaranteed she knows she's dangling.
I mean, not real. I mean,
she
I
doesn't
think it's...
know that it's getting men off
no,
in the
but
future.
She knows, like, she knows, like, I've got a flip-flop that's kind of hanging off my foot, right?
Marty! It's about your wife's feet. They're dangling and she doesn't even know it.
What is she teaching? World history?
Look here,
Marty.
The YouTube page. It's changing.
She's no longer dangling. She's got a big Buddha. Oh, my God. She's got a fucking Buddha on and she just don't even know it.
That's it, Marty. I'm going back to the Old West because fuck this. If that's where we're at in 2015.
Hachi Machi, man.
That was some sick ticket stuff.
Dude, yeah, that guy needs... By the way, just in case you were wondering, that guy needed to go to jail, and he didn't, and that's the crime there.
Yes, totally. Exactly. This guy should have not been teaching.
Get fucking Benson and Stabler on it.
Also, email title, A Touch Late. Also, the title of Kim's Dad, Autobiography.
Wow. It's... Does she not even know it?
She don't even know it.
Dude, Kim, her dad was watching porno intentionally, and she don't even know it, man.
I want to apologize to Kim here. A couple hyenas found a piece of meat here.
If you have weird stories like that, or just stories about the movies, or, you know, our episodes made you think of whatever childhood trauma, you know, write in. weallhatemovies@gmail.com. We do this show every month, once a month. God, sometimes I wish we just we had time in our week to read them all.
Right, and now it doesn't have to only be about sexual trauma. Like, if you hear something in one of our episodes and you're like, oh, that reminds me of this, send it in.
Bad experiences, seeing a movie we did in theaters, you know.
Sure.
Those are always great.
Yeah.
So until, what are we? We're February now, so until March, man, 2015 is just chugging along.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, it's almost March. I don't even know it.
I'm Andrew Jupin.
I'm Eric Dingle.
Steven Sadak.
Take it easy.